It's an honor to have you with us on the show today. This is the third season of Just Around the Corner. I'm Dennis Mansfield. And today I wanted to just take a little bit of time to talk with you from the heart. Podcasts are always interesting when I bring guests in, when I have the opportunity to talk with them about their life. But today's show is just you and me, the two of us. We're talking, maybe I'm talking, you're listening, but certainly if you want to, you can laugh at the appropriate times and maybe even draw a tear at another appropriate time. I want to talk about the idea of what happens when we have to deal with humility and what happens when we get to deal with the issue of pride.
Thank you for joining Just Around the Corner with Dennis Mansfield. As John Hay, one of the most famous men of the 19th century, once said, "All the great prizes in life are just around the corner." Let's go there together.
So humility and pride, what two counterproductive qualities that are in the human nature? I am a firm believer that when we are honest with ourselves, we're still a little bit dishonest. In other words, I have a great fun time with a newsletter that I put out, and we'll talk a little bit about that towards the end. But I came across a quote in preparing for a recent newsletter, and it's simply this by a guy named E.D. Hulse. He is a kind of a author of very interesting crime novels and other things. And in his little cult environment, I suppose, he's well known. I did not know the guy, but I know the quote now. He said this, "Humility is a strange thing. Once you think you've got it, you've lost it." See, humility, the idea of embracing the dirt on your face, it may be odd for some people. It may be that sense of, wait a minute, to quote Steve Martin, I think it was, in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, when he was accused of not having class. And he said, "I've got class coming out my tailpipe." Well, wait a minute. That's not quite class, okay? And humility is not quite humility when you're proud of it. So, for this particular time of year, my family and I find ourselves with our faces in the dirt. Why? Well, just about 14 years ago, my oldest son, Nate, when he was 27 years of age, passed away. He passed away because of a life that was involved in drugs. Now, he thought he was beating it. Yes, he went to jail. Yes, he went to prison. And in time, as he came out, there was a moment where he called along with his prison counselor to see if Susan, my wife, and I would take him back. He was out of state, wanted to come into the state that we live. And we thought about it. We determined after 2 days of thinking that because he had not dealt with the pride and the arrogance, the addiction, and all the things that were a part of his life, all he would be doing as he exited from prison would be to bring that chaos to us. I had two siblings at home still, and I wanted to ensure that they weren't in the car the next time he was arrested. And so it was a very difficult thing to say, no, you will stay where you are. And sure enough, as he left prison, he made his home in Missouri. Well, was that prideful of me? Was it humble of him? I think that it was humble of both of us. Number one, and I don't mean that saying, oh, look at how humble I am because I turned my son down. I believe that my face was in the dirt. And I had to look out for the other children in my family. His face was in the dirt because he was coming out of prison. Well, for me, when I look at those times and I look at those events, I have to take a fierce inventory and say, it is really the act of dealing with good pride and bad pride something that most of us have to face. What is good pride? Well, good pride, obviously, is that if you believe in yourself and if you have dedication and pride as Coach Bear Bryant for Alabama used to say, and you never quit, you'll always be a winner. The price of victory is high, but so are the rewards. That's good pride. The bad pride, of course, is and can be something that creeps up on each of us. And it's anchored to selfishness. It's anchored to the sense of, I really need to be number one here. And when you have a son or a daughter or a wife or a husband that's involved in addiction, and I'm talking about deep addiction, where they will not choose to find help, there can come a time where what you're feeling is even worse than their addiction. That's a hard word. Because the family member can be so prideful that I'm not doing that. I'm not doing what she's doing. Yeah, you're doing something worse sometimes. And that's not having compassion. That's not reaching out. That's not caring. It's really looking at yourself. Now, bad, good. So good means what? Well, I got to tell you, I went to West Point, School for Soldiers. It's class of 78, 1978, not 1878. And every class that comes in has to come up with their theme. Has to be a singing song, rhythm, rhyme thing. So it had to be, rhyme with 78 or at least 8. And so I was in a group of guys that they were challenged with the idea of, let's put that motto together. So we came up with Proud and Great 78. And as years have gone by, I've looked at it and gone, what a doof. You know, I mean, come on. You know, you're 18 years old. I'm so proud. I'm the man. No. Where was the humility? Where was the dirt in the face? Well, I'd like to say it's still good pride because we were all working hard to become soldiers, to become defenders of our nation. And we needed it, I think, to buck ourselves up with self-talk. Later, as we all grew, got older, got paunchier, moved into other things and out of the military, we realized that there was a certain good pride about being a part of the West Point family because it's a university that goes way beyond the 2 or 4 years that people attended. It goes way beyond, even to the last man or woman now, that lives in that class and then is acknowledged by the United States Military Academy at West Point as the last member of that class. So good, bad, pride, humility. Well, one of the things I've done, and I'll come back in just a second about it, but I want to invite you to be a part of our newsletter family. If you go to DennisMansfield.com and click on subscribe to the newsletter, we will bring you into the loop of what I'm writing and what I'm introducing others as I interview them and as I take quotes from them and work with them, in order to be a part of something that encourages you twice a month. Now, I don't know about you, but what I found over the years is that a good newsletter can give me a shot in the arm right at the best time possible. Talk more about it in a second.
As a parent, it's easy to get the feeling that you're just not enough, that you should be doing more, or your kids are going to be ruined for life. At KTSY, we believe that you are a gift from God to your kids.
And KTSY is standing behind that belief and sponsoring our podcast, A Home That Heals. This is Dee Sarton. You might know me as a longtime news anchor.
And I'm her daughter, Bree. We were caught in that trap of feeling inadequate to meet the needs of our kiddos. They face some challenges, like many of yours. Maybe you've sat across that table and heard the diagnosis of autism, anxiety disorder, or something else, and that can be hard.
But take heart, friends. God is faithful to help us make our homes homes that heal. And that's what we're exploring on our podcast. We offer hope, ideas, true stories that might make you laugh and sometimes cry, but always with an eye to this. With God, there's gotta be a way.
A Home That Heals, sponsored by KTSY and available on all major podcast platforms and at ktsy.org.
The subject today is the idea of humility versus pride. Samuel Butler once said, "The truest characters of ignorance are vanity and pride, and arrogance. The truest characters of ignorance are vanity, pride, and ignorance. You know, we live in a world, ladies and gentlemen, where bad pride can overtake us in a way that's unbelievable. I don't know if you're a people watcher like me, but when I'm at Starbucks and I'm next to the window and it's on a pedestrian area, at just the right time of day where the reflection of the person walking past the Starbucks window is such that they can't see me, but I can see them. But what they can see is themselves as they walk by. And I love that because I love to see people who glance at themselves and smile. It kind of weirds me out when people glance at themselves and quickly turn away. Kind of weirds me out when people turn and keep looking at themselves as they walk. And I ask myself, do I do that? Am I prone to the prideful attitudes of life of, hey, look at me? Well, I can state that over the years, based on the death of my son, Nate, 14 years ago, and the subsequent book that I wrote, Beautiful Nate, about what we went through, that I have become a more sensitive man. I'm permanently changed for the good. I believe that living in meekness, loving God, loving my son Nate, loving my family, those things have changed me from the inside. How about you? In losing, do you really lose? Think about the things in your life that you have experienced or you've lost. Now, do you look at that and cover it up? It's kind of the human nature to do so. Do you look at it and say, I am not going to move anymore on this. I'm never going to talk about it again. Theodore Roosevelt, when his first wife died, he did a decision. He made a decision that was quite disturbing to me. She died on February 14th downstairs in their house of a medical condition when his mother was also sick upstairs in the guest bedroom, and she died the same day. It's one of the most terrible things that a young man could experience. He was left with a daughter, Alice, and he made two decisions. He would give his daughter, Alice, to his sister for her to raise for a few years. And then he would take off to the Dakotas, to the Badlands. And that's when he became a cowboy. That's when he became the Rough Rider of Rough Riders. That's when he changed his life. But one thing in the change of that was that he never, ever mentioned his deceased wife's name again. He later met a childhood friend that he hadn't seen for years, fell in love with her. They then married, and they had, I think, 5 or 6 children. And Alice, the daughter that was from the first wife, was in fact brought back into the family, but again, never allowed to talk about her mother. I don't know whether that was pride. I don't know whether that was losing and not dealing with the loss, but it certainly didn't work because Alice became such a rebellious human being that when she was in Washington, D.C., all hell broke loose. She was just a wild child. And when they brought it up at a press conference with Theodore Roosevelt as president, the youngest president ever to assume the office, he said, look, I can either be president of the United States or I can manage Alice, but I cannot do both. Was that humorous? Well, there's probably a part of it that was, but more than that, I think it was subtle truth that eked out. Do you ever remember, speaking of fathers, do you ever remember Jim Redman? Name doesn't really ring a bell to a lot of people, but he was a father of an Olympic athlete in 1992. The Tokyo Olympics were going on. And Derek was a great athlete. And he was in he was both a sprinter and a long distance runner, but in particular instance, he was doing long distance. And right near the end of the race, he pulled a hamstring. And he was winning. And he pulled a hamstring, and everybody shot by him. Well, we hear about that. You see maybe a picture, maybe even a video on it. But when I saw Jim Redmond, the dad, climb out of the stands and run to his son and put his arm around his son and keep walk running to the end, to be the extra leg that wasn't pulled, the muscle that wasn't hurt. Olympic officials came up to dismiss him, to tell him to get off the track. He shook them off like they were raindrops from a raincoat. He just shook them off, and he kept run walking with his son, Derek, and they crossed the finish line. It was more of an Olympic moment that stays in my mind than anything that I've ever experienced. And so I ask you, is losing really losing? And my answer is no, not if you let it be. Let me kind of come in for a bit of a landing here with something that's very personal. Again, I told you from the start I'd be transparent and I'd talk with you about the things in my life as we go into the third season of our podcast that may encourage you if you happen to be at a low point. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you about it.
KTSY presents the all-new Stories Unveiled podcast, hosted by Ashley Sears, where she invites guests to discuss how God is impacting their lives right here in the Treasure Valley.
We talk about the purpose in every story and how to live in freedom from your past. Each episode, you're invited into a conversation about real life. If an issue is addressed in the Bible, then it's important to create a safe and supportive space to discuss it.
New episodes of the Stories Unveiled podcast are now available at ktsy.org/podcasts or listen at all major podcast providers.
The Stories Unveiled podcast is created in partnership with KTSY and Barefoot Media Ministries. For more encouragement and other podcasts, visit ktsy.org.
When people want to make a difference, especially in the last several years, they'll say, well, you ought to run for office. You ought to do that. Well, I ought to do that. You know, I mean, I don't like who's in there, so I'm going to run and make a difference. Well, I had just the opposite. No, about a year ago or so, I saw that there was an open seat. There was nobody to run against for a state Senate race in my own state. And so I threw my hat in. I decided I don't want to run against anybody. I just want to run for something. And in the process of that, I spent from March of that year until November. And it was one of the most exciting, exhilarating times of my life. My wife was involved. My son was involved. My daughter was involved. People were involved. People gave money. Things just happened. It was an avalanche of excitement. And when the votes were counted, I lost. But did I really lose? In your own elections of life, whatever that happens to be, the job promotion not given, the sale of the house that didn't happen, the purchase of the house that didn't happen. Well, for me, as soon as I lost, I said, because I am a person of faith, I'm a Christian, I said, Lord, I want to thank you for what you didn't give me and for the things that I cannot see that you did. And so I allowed myself to strangle the bad pride before it strangled me. Oh, darn, I coulda, woulda, shoulda. To, I'm really grateful. I'm in the dirt. It's on my face. I've lost publicly. And I will stand up again. And so I want to encourage you that just as I did do that, and I made the decision, let's move forward. We made the decision to do the third season of the podcast. You're listening to it fresh as fresh can be. The newsletter, if you go to DennisMansfield.com and click on subscribe to the newsletter, will fill you up with encouragement, will deal with some of the parts of your life that you may be finding right now. You may be finding dust in your face, sackcloth and ashes around you because of the sadness of what you're dealing with. Let me just suggest to you that when you're aware of forced humility, where you just don't care anymore and you're going to be real, when you're aware of losing isn't losing, if you'll let it be a win, when you're aware of the reality that there's good pride and there's bad pride, then suddenly, like my son Nate, when your life will soon be over, the things that matter will matter in a wonderful way. Contrary to the quote of that author E.D. Hulse's quote at the beginning on humility, well, with the reality of faith in Christ for eternity, is that once you think you have it, it's there forever. It's worth betting your eternity on as well as your current life. Thank you for listening to Just Around the Corner with Dennis Mansfield. We're part of the KTSY Podcast Network. And as such, I'd like to thank Brian Yeager, producer Grady Sapp, Kevin McNeese, and all the fine folks who are part of bringing this podcast to you. As such as well, I'd like to thank Colin Mansfield and Kevin Miller in the Morning. What a team that I get to work with.